Dardash.
It's only 93 miles from Florida and just 13 from the Bahamas. But like the smoke that coils from its legendary cigars, the Republic of Cuba exists in the time and space all its own. Blending the traditions of Spain, Africa, and its native peoples, and lit by the fires of independence and revolution, the aromas, textures, and flavors of this Caribbean nation are like no other. And through it all, its infectious rhythms taught the world how to move its hips with dances like the mambo, rumba, salsa, and danzón. Just 50 years ago, we finally ventured to the moon. For the very first time, we looked back at our own planet. Since then, the human population has more than doubled. This series will celebrate the natural wonders that remain and reveal what we must preserve to ensure people and nature thrive. By 1963, rock and roll had spread so far it was in the sea. The Beach Boys, Motown, Phil Spector, and Roy Orbison had only begun their musical journeys. The teens were going steady, and most of American pop now seemed prematurely old. In January 1964, Bobby Vinton was at number one crooning this song, which had previously topped the charts way back in 1945. But in February, aliens from across the ocean replaced Bobby at the top of the charts and reignited the kids in America. The Beatles landed in America, long hair, unique and self-assured.